I did. When the BBC was in Park Place in Cardiff, opposite the back door of the university. I wasn't at college then. I was at school in Pontydoure.
Right.
But for, I used to get booked for poetry programmes. There used to be lots of them on the Welsh Home Service, mostly in English for some reason, and some of them were fed into the network. So I was a reader, and it would, there would be five readers to a programme, and I was always, it was live, of course, and I was always a bundle of nerves, absolutely terrified, because quite often there would be, you know, quite famous people would come and be one of the five, and on two occasions, it was Dylan Thomas, who I suppose wasn't a massively important figure at that time. I mean, he was a young-ish poet. He wasn't what he is today. So, you know, no one paid a massive amount of attention to him. I just knew he was a poet. And but what I remember about him was that I have a memory which is totally unlike anybody else's, as far as I can make out, because at the end of their contribution to the programme, to the live programme, every performer would tiptoe quietly out of Big Studio 2 through the double doors and go to the cafe or even down to the Park Hotel to the bar because they were through, they were finished. And when I, both times when I was there, Dylan Thomas, when Dylan Thomas was on the programme, I happened to be last twice. And I would be expect to be left alone in the studio to do my bit. And twice he just stayed after his bit until the very end of the programme. And he very courteously just sat there quietly. And I did my bit. And then he stood up at the end and he went to the door and held it open for me. And I went through and I said, thank you. But I didn't speak to him again. I didn't dare. You know, I was just a kid. And then I would be allowed to go down to the Park Hotel and sit in the corner with my orange juice while all the performers and the important people and the famous people just had lots of drinks and a wonderful time. And I remember sitting there in the corner while he and Gwyn Thomas had a wonderful evening together. And what I noticed about them both was that unlike a lot of witty people, and already I realized this, that witty people very often want the floor and they don't, once they've got your attention, they'll never give it back to anybody else. And they weren't like that. They seemed to spur each other on and the language and the conversation and the laughs, a lot of which I didn't understand, became more and more intense and louder and funnier. And they egged each other on, you know, they gave each other the floor. And I thought, wow, you know, these people are really something.
Yes.
That was Gwyn Thomas and Dylan Thomas.
Yes. Well, you've actually described there colourfully the flip side of Dylan Thomas, because I've watched a couple of programmes now about
yes.
him. One was A Poet in New York, you know, a play, and he came over as a wild man, which was what I expected. And then
yes.
another one was an old interview many years ago with Catelyn. And she was saying
oh, yes.
they had this very vigorous relationship, and she said they used to have fist fights, and she used to hit his head against the floor
yes.
because she was stronger
yes.
than him, she said.
Yes, unbelievable. Yeah. Of course, that's true.
Yes.
That was the other side, but he did have another side.
Yeah, and you are taking part now in a new adaptation of Under Milk
yes.
for BBC
so
One.
So it seems,
Wales.
But it's so new. It's been explained to me twice, and I still don't understand it. But since I know that John McGrath, the National Theatre of Wales, is involved,
yes.
so it's bound to be interesting and
yes,
very exciting and different.
Well, I'm looking
you know?
At the list of contributors here. Yes, Sir Tom Jones, Michael Sheen, Matthew Rhys,
yes.
Charlotte Church, Catherine Jenkins. But you are playing Mrs. Pugh.
Yes, I'm playing Mrs. Pugh this time because I was in the movie playing Mrs. Ogmore Pritchard many years ago.
Yeah, yeah.
But now I'm playing Mrs. Pugh. But I played Mrs. Pugh and my friend Jonathan Price, who lives down the road from me here in London, played Mr. Pugh. But we weren't ever together. So he played Mr. Pugh at one point and then I played Mrs. Pugh.
Yes.
And somebody else is in, I think Matthew is in L.A., and people are doing their bits all over the world. We're not dressed up as the characters or anything.
It's all
remains to be seen.
It's all being sewn together like a quilt.
I think so. It sounds very exciting.
Yeah. Do you enjoy revisiting his work at all? Were you a fan of Dylan Thomas?
Well, yes. I mean, how lucky are we that we produced one of the great poets of the 20th century? It is wonderful, isn't it, that a boy from Swansea is one of the major poets.
Yes.
I think it's lovely, and I love his poems. But I do also remember one thing he did say to me, or in my hearing he said, he didn't say it to me, that he did not like women's voices doing his poems. So I have always rather tried to avoid it.
All right.
I know. I don't know why, but he really did like the male voice doing the poems.
And about yourself, you mentioned now, of course, that your own career as well. And at the beginning, you started very young indeed.
Yes.
And you haven't really stopped, and this is all very encouraging. It's tremendous.
No, I know. Yeah. Well, I hope it's encouraging. I mean, I've had terrible troughs, you know.
Yeah.
But even that is encouraging, really, I suppose, that you can get through bad times.
Yes.
And times when things are really not going your way. And survive if you just keep going, you know.
It's
I found a book the other day. I've always said, oh, I made my first appearance on stage in Dunvant. When I was in chapel when I was four. I said, and they say, no, four. And I said, yeah, it really was four. But I found a book the other day, and it was a present of Bible stories for children. And it says, presented to Aylwen, as I was called then, Aylwen Phillips.
Right.
And I was three, actually, when I first appeared. And it said, in appreciation of her contribution to our concert, and they gave me a little book.
Well.
I know.
Yes. And from the roots of Gwaenca Gerwen.
Yes, from Gwaenca Gerwen.
Well, I'm from Bryn Aman myself, so it's just across the common from Gwaenca Gerwen. I know Gwaenca Gerwen very well.
Doesn't change, does it?
No, it doesn't.
Doesn't really.
Do you know what intrigued me about Gwaenca Gerwen were those two viaducts? And you know, one of them was built to that height and never ever had a railway line on it.
No, I know. My mother remembers that being built because she was a little girl, and she used to take milk down to the navvies because they were Irish, nearly all of them.
Yes, right.
And then they used to come and help out on the farm.
Well. Underneath the viaduct was courting country after pictures, wasn't it?
Oh, it really was. When I was a teenager, it was.
Yeah, that's
You'd
right.
be skinned if you were ever caught going
that's
down
right.
there, you know.
You had to go early to get a place, and you were crowded.
Oh, yes.
There we are. Oh, well, lovely to talk to you.
Oh, okay.
Sian,
lots of luck. I'll talk to you soon again, I hope.
Sian Phillips, diolch yn fawr iawn.
Diolch yn fawr.